one becomes attached to temporary things, although one may know that it is temporary and means why it happens.
Why does one become attached to temporary things? Because of samskaras and vasanas. In our chitta we have millions of samskaras for enjoying material life. And the samskaras produce so many vasanas, which means desires for insignificant, temporary, meaningless things. So we keep enjoying. Every time we enjoy, it produces another seed to enjoy. So we eat the apple, throw the pitch the seeds on the ground, and then again apples come up, then we eat apples. We eat apples, throw the seeds, and then, so it's just this, we do it because we're attached, because we have attachment. And we're ignorant. We're covered with ignorance. We get knowledge of karma and action, they will understand there's three types of karma. Akarma, vikarma.
Karma,
vikarma, akarma. So what's the difference?
Karma is doing according to the scriptures. Means vikarma means against the scriptures. And akarma means
no reaction, non-reactionary work.
Non-reactionary.
Karma means action. Akara means no action, means no reaction, means bhakti. He's serving Bhagavan, there's no reaction, no seeds of karma made. Bhakti destroys karma. So when you get knowledge, understand the power of bhakti, you engage in bhakti, then it destroys all your karma. First you get knowledge. Knowledge destroys your ignorance. When your ignorance is destroyed, then you act properly. Proper action means serving Bhagavan. When you serve Bhagavan, then you don't get reactions to all your activities because it's all offers to Krishna for His pleasure. Then you get liberated. So why we keep engaging in nonsense thing? Because of ignorance, wrong action, and samskara. So the most important thing in human life is to get knowledge. You got transcendental knowledge. That's where Bhagavad Gita begins. Bhagavad Gita teaches the law of action. Proper action to get liberation. Sarva dharma prithaja mame kam saranam vraja antram sarva papevya moksha ishami masha. Get liberated from all misery and suffering by surrendering fully to Krishna. So you don't suffer anymore. It's all play of Krishna. Stress you around a little bit. Get a fever, get a headache, get a backache, get a, have a stroke, this, that. Okay, have fun. It's like ping pong, boing, boing. It's Krishna's ping pong game. Krishna's Leela. Just so people don't take up bhakti. Bhakti, if you do bhakti, Krishna gives you, lets you live in his heart. But he makes it look to other people. They say, this guy's doing bhakti, this girl's doing bhakti. She has so much misery. She never has any money. She always has a long face. She's always so sad, and she's, so this bhakti is no good. I don't want to play, do this bhakti. I'll worship Shiva, Durga, be happy. Vaishnava Devi, Jai Matati, Jai Matati. So Krishna covers bhakti. Bhakti is very mysterious. And bhakti is always poor, a lot of crappy clothes. And no good house, right, Bhagavad Gita? crummy house. Oh, junk, why that? Look at it. Because Bhakti Krishna opens his heart to the bhaktas. So bhaktas will tolerate anything because they know it's all Krishna's love. It's all Krishna's play. Krishna's playing. Like you see a cat. Cat catches a mouse. And he knocks around here and there. Lets her go. Then he jumps. So who's the biggest cat? The Shiva Bhagavan. Nari. We're like little mice. We're running around. The Shiva is... Okay, go. I'm free. I'm healthy now. Now I'm healthy. I don't need you, Shri. I'm enjoying. So? But the devotee doesn't mind. Whatever happens to the devotee, he doesn't mind because he knows it's love. He lifts you, he lifts you, he drops you. He makes you, he breaks you, he shakes you, he wakes you, he takes you, he breaks you. He breaks you, he breaks you, he breaks you. Doesn't matter. That's Delta Me. What is the definition of praying by Rupa Goswami? Who's in the other money? If there's a good cause to break the relationship, you still don't get out of the relationship. That's praying. Rarani has a list. Rarani can make a list of 1,000 reasons to run away from Krishna, to draw Krishna, but she doesn't. She never think of that. This is praying. So many reasons to reject the beloved. Throw away the ownership. That's prema. Unbreakable love. So each devotee has to have that mood of Radharani towards Krishna. No matter what he does or what happens to me, I'll never give up Krishna. What did Hare Das Thakur say? Whatever that verse was, it's kanda, something like that. Kanda means break, you know, cut. Let's see if we can find it. Really, what are we talking about? Right. This verse from Chaitanya Bhagavad Adi Leela, chapter 16, verse 94. Hare Das Thakur. Because Hare Das Thakur was a Muslim chanting Hare Krishna 500 years ago. And the Muslim magistrate, Chand Kazi, ordered his soldiers to beat him with sticks, with bamboo lattes. Bam, bam, bam. The 21 marketplaces. So at that time, Hare Das Thakur said, Kanda Kanda Hai Deya Jaya Yadi Pran Tawami Vadane Natsari Harinam. You can Kanda Kanda, like we say, Kanda Kirtan, he's unbroken. You can chop, you can break, you can cut my body hundreds of pieces. My pran may leave my body. Deya Jaya Yadi Pran, my pran may leave my body, but I'll never stop chanting Hari Nam. Ami Vadni Natchari Hari Nam, I'll never give up chanting Hari Nam. So Krishna may chop us up. Cut us up, chop us up. We never stop chanting. Question.